Chapter 1 Kat stabbed the answer button on her phone's screen while the makeup artist filled in her right eyebrow. "Hey, Lore, tell me where I go for shooting," Kat demanded. "Put your eyebrow down or I'm going to make you look like you have caterpillars crawling across your forehead," Archie warned her. Kat wrinkled her nose at the makeup artist and smoothed the muscles of her forehead.
"Yeah, about that," Lauren began.
"I don't think you're going to like this."
"They said no? Who in their right minds would say no to having their destroyed town rebuilt in time for Christmas for a network special?"
"I know," Lauren replied. But Kat was on a righteous roll.
"They don't have to wait for FEMA money, and we can guarantee that their Christmas festival will happen and be bigger than ever. That's even more revenue for the town."
Kat's voice echoed around the white walls of the hair and makeup room.
"I know, I know. Preach into the choir, my friend," Lauren said.
"I shouldn't have gone straight to the network with this one, but who knew the town was run by a dumbass?"
she lamented without moving her lips as Archie slathered gloss over them.
"Well, you see, Kat, I think it's a dumbass with a grudge. Apparently, when you were in Mary for that episode of Kings of Construction, you ruffled some feathers."
"What exactly does that mean?"
Kat demanded, drumming her freshly painted nails on the arm of the makeup chair.
"The city manager felt that the show turned his town into a circus."
Kat snorted.
"We renovated the home of one of the town's most beloved families after they were hit by a drunk driver and nearly lost everything. That same house has 2 feet of standing water in it. I'm not going to just stand by and do nothing."
"You sound mad."
"We saw the town. We were there. Half of Mary, Connecticut was underwater 2 days ago,"
Kat argued.
"I know, I know. I was right there. Why in the hell would some city suit decide they don't need this?"
"Well, among a few other comments, the city manager's main refrain was he didn't want some network profiting off the trauma of his neighbors."
"As if I would let that happen!"
Archie poked Kat in the forehead with a makeup brush.
"Stop it with the expressions until I get this shit on your face!"
Kat stuck her tongue out at him, but continued more calmly.
"I want his phone number," she told Lauren.
"Are you sure that's a good idea? I mean, the guy still seems pissed about you and that bar fight when you were in town."
"Bar fight?"
Kat's voice hit a high note that had Archie bobbling his makeup palette.
"He's going to hold that against me? Obviously, he's never seen a bar fight before, or he doesn't believe a woman has the right to defend herself. Either way, I'm going to have to educate him."
"I don't know, Kat. He seems to think you're basically an Antichrist TV star who wants to swoop in and exploit his town's disaster for ratings."
"I hope you're paraphrasing."
Lauren laughed nervously.
"To be fair, I think the guy is stressed to the breaking point. I mean, you saw how bad the damage was."
"Your pregnancy hormones are making you soft," Kat sighed.
"Text me his number."
"Okay, but..."
"I'll handle this with tact," Kat promised.
"I'm getting all of the 'you're a big stupid idiot' insults out now.
Just don't say anything to the network yet about this city manager guy's refusal. We're doing a Christmas special, and it's going to be in Mary. Good luck. Please don't make him cry."
Kat disconnected and leaned back in her chair.
"You shouldn't yell at pregnant ladies,"
Archie commented, holding Kat's jaw in his hand as he swooped in with fake lashes.
"Do not move a muscle."
"I wasn't yelling at Lauren. She allows me to freely express my displeasure at things that are stupid, like a city manager refusing what could be a golden ticket to saving his town's entire tourism income for the year."
"Uh-huh."
His fingers deftly pressed the lashes in place.
"The town is devastated. Their huge moneymaker is the Christmas festival every year, and government money isn't going to get them back on their feet by December."
Archie said, sweeping a bronzer into the hollows of her cheeks. Kat's phone buzzed in her lap with a text from Lauren.
"Lauren, here's his number. Noah Yates. Be nice."
"Be nice," Kat mumbled.
"Stop pouting," Archie insisted.